From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the 11th chapter of Hebrews as he brings the concluding portion of a message called A Great Cloud of Witnesses. The spirit of the passage actually carries over into chapter 12, where the connotation is of a group who serve as spectators to a race and who cheer for those who are competing. In verses 1 and 2, we see that believers are called to run a race for God. This is the nature of our heavenly calling, and the thought of those heavenly witnesses ought to inspire us to run our best. Such a race, as we've seen, involves considerable cost to the runner, for it demands the utmost exertion and commitment. Unlike earthly races, however, the Christian's strength comes not from within himself, but from Christ. We are to run looking unto Jesus. In order to run this race effectively, believers must lay aside every hindrance, or, as the text says, every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Though the race is demanding and difficult, we'll see that faith in Christ will produce glorious results both during and after the race. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 19. The voice of weeping shall be no more heard. The glorified weep no more, for all outward causes of grief are gone. There are no broken friendships nor blighted prospects in heaven. Poverty, famine, peril, persecution, and slander are unknown there. No pain distresses, no thought of death or bereavement saddens. They weep no more, for they are perfectly sanctified. No evil heart of unbelief prompts them to depart from the living God. They are without fault before His throne, and are fully conformed to His image. Well may they cease to mourn who have ceased to sin. They weep no more, because all fear of change is past. They know that they are eternally secure. Sin is shut out, and they are shut in. They dwell within a city which shall never be stormed. They bask in a sun which shall never set. They drink of a river which shall never dry. They pluck fruit from a tree which shall never wither. Countless cycles may revolve, but eternity shall not be exhausted. And while eternity endures, their immortality and blessedness shall coexist with it. They are forever with the Lord. They weep no more, because every desire is fulfilled. They cannot wish for anything which they have not in possession. Eye and ear, heart and hand, judgment, imagination, hope, desire, will, all the faculties are completely satisfied. And imperfect as our present ideas are of the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him, yet we know enough by the revelation of the Spirit that the saints above are supremely blessed. The joy of Christ, which is an infinite fullness of delight, is in them. They bathe themselves in the bottomless, shoreless sea of infinite beatitude. That same joyful rest remains for us. It may not be far distant. Ere long the weeping willow shall be exchanged for the palm branch of victory, and sorrow's dewdrops will be transformed into the pearls of everlasting bliss. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
A great day is coming, heaven's gates will open wide, and all who love the Lord will enter in. To join with them
one, to whom Jesus Christ hath died, there is eternal life in heaven to begin. And the Lord himself will greet us, all the joy will fill that day, and with a smile of the proudest father, he looks at us to say, welcome home, children. This is a place I prepared for you. Welcome home, children. Now that your work on earth is
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
Christ and his apostles were very clear in this. You put aside anything that's hindering to your spiritual well-being. But then he says, you lay aside particularly the sin that doth so easily beset us. There's been some question as to the Authorized Version's translation. Is it the happiest? I personally think it is the very happiest translation you could get. The word that's used here is a unique word. It's made up of three Greek words just put together. The first one is well, the next one is around, and the next one is standing. In other words, literally, it is the sin that is standing well around you. The reference is to any loose garment that would readily cling around the limbs of a racer. That's why you don't normally see a woman running in an evening gown. I mean running in an athletic competition. You may see her running in an evening gown, but in athletic competition. John Brown, the great Scottish commentator, made it this. Any loose garment that would readily come around the limbs of a racer. Lay it aside. Now let's take that to ourselves. Lay aside every weight. Ah, but especially. That sin which stands well around us. That sin, first of all, that stands well with us. It's always easier to be nice to yourself about your own pet sin than somebody else's sin. And it's always easier for me to deal with sins that really don't cost me anything to deal with than that sin that stands well with me. A sin that has particular attraction or some particular advantage or some sin that is most likely to get in my way. Paul says, especially pay attention to that. You know, there's a great deal of absolute arrant nonsense taught in Bible-believing pulpits. The greatest stupidity is carried on in Bible-believing pulpits. And Christians sitting in the pews are dumb enough to accept it. Now, does that sound harsh? Let me give you an example. We had a preacher, a very good and godly man, who preached in the early days in the Free Church. I'll not give you the history of all our preachers. We had all sorts of characters came to attach themselves for a while to the early days of our movement. The Lord weeded them out. This fellow was a holiness preacher. Now he had before him, he had a group of the strictest, most separated people you could ever meet in your lives. All the women had long hair. I have nothing against that. I don't want to get personal and talk about you looking like men. You get mad when I look like a woman. Well, I think it goes the other way as well. But that's not my point today. All these women had long, uncut hair. Not a trace of makeup. Had some sense. No jewelry. Dressed very, very carefully, modestly, in many cases even somberly. So what does he get up and preach about? He's skinning sin. One of the things he's skinning is hula hoop skirts. I'd love to have seen some of those women at church in a hula hoop skirt. I mean, I don't know if you had those over here, but these huge things that looked like shortened crinolines and this hoop around them to keep them. Crazy style and all that, but there was nobody there with that style. He was slaying and slaying the awful sins of the flesh. And all those people were sitting there taking it. But the sins that really needed to be dealt with were totally overlooked. Totally overlooked. The sins that were dear to them. one of his right-hand men had a tongue that would have cut many a good and did cut many a good and godly Christian down to the ground and left them wallowing, as it were, in their own blood that could do nothing. Now, that sin wasn't dealt with. No, sir. There's a sin that stands well around us. It gets an advantage over us. That's the sin to deal with. But I think it's especially the sin that Paul has been warning about right through Hebrews. That's the sin of unbelief that leads to apostasy. It was the call to these people to go back to Judaism. The sin of Hebrews 6, the sin of Hebrews 10. He said in Hebrews 3:12 that you have to be careful about one thing, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Be careful of that. Lay aside every temptation to apostasy. I don't think that we are in the danger that these Hebrews were in of being threatened by open apostasy. But we are in danger of unbelief. Hebrews 11 tells you, live by faith and set aside that sin which would question the will of God and the word of God. Set aside that, could I put it this way, that natural propensity to try to do things in the flesh and not in the spirit of faith in Christ. Lay aside that sin. The last thing they do then is they encourage us that faith in Christ produces glorious results. I have referred to John Brown, one of the famous John Browns of Haddington. I don't think there's a better commentary on Hebrews than John Brown's. And so I'm going to sum up, because I'll be much briefer if I do it this way. And you'll get your dinner the same day it started to be cooked. I want to sum up how these people encourage us that faith in Christ produces glorious results. Three things. One, we can do all God's commands, however difficult. Hebrews 11 teaches you, all that God commands you, you can do by faith, no matter how difficult. Two, we can endure all God appoints, however severe. Look again at Hebrews 11. What suffering! We saw some of them sawn asunder. We saw some of them stretched out like the skin of a timpani and then battered to death on the rack. We saw some of them tempted, desperately tempted, in the times of their greatest earthly weakness. But they're telling us by faith in Christ we can endure all that God appoints, however severe. And the thing they finally tell us is we will obtain all that God has promised, however remote and apparently unlikely the promise is. Here's the encouragement. We're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, by so many historical proofs and illustrations of the power of faith in Christ. Let us, therefore, run the race as they ran the race, until at the end of life's little day, we will with them receive the crown of glory. When our race is run, and when our victory is won, we can say with the hymn writer, it will be worth it all when we see Christ. It will be worth it all when we hear from His blessed lips, well done. You've run the race. You've reached the goal. There's laid up for you a crown of life. Enter in to the joy of thy Lord. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. In just a moment the meeting will be over. You'll be free to leave. run the race. You can't run a race unless you start. The starting line is Calvary. Have you ever been to the cross? Have you ever been saved? Man, woman, boy or girl, are you in this meeting today? You say, preacher, I've been trying to live a Christian life. I've been trying to do the best I can. But my trouble is I've never got to the starting line. You can't run the race for Christ unless you get to the cross. Man, woman, boy or girl, come to the Savior and make no delay. Trust Him. Call upon Him. Thank God He'll save you. If you say, preacher, I've started the race. But oh, what falterings. Oh, what feelings. Thank God there's forgiveness with the Lord that He may be feared. There's restoration with the Lord. He restores our soul. There's grace to let you go on with God. Call upon Him. Look away to Jesus. Thank God by faith. In Him, you'll run the race. If I can help you in the things of God, I'm here as your servant for Christ's sake. I invite you to remain as the others leave. And I'd be glad to open the Scriptures with you. Point you to Christ as a sinner or as a backslider or as a Christian in need of counsel as how to run the race. Don't leave until you are sure you're looking unto Jesus. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Give fruit for its proclamation. We thank thee for the illustrations thou hast given us from history of the power of faith in Christ. We thank thee, Lord, for the challenge thou hast given us even from the secular world of the effort that men and women make for some earthly crown and some earthly honor. We pray that Thou wilt stir up our hearts to be looking unto Christ and to run with patience the race that Thou hast set before us. Hear our prayer. Keep us faithful and give fruit for the preaching of the word. Heart is with the blessing of God now, that blessing which maketh rich and He addeth no sorrow with it. May Thy grace, mercy and peace be with all Thy people. Both this Sabbath day and until our Savior either calls us home or comes again in all His glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.